Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Adi, and we're the Pulidos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
Yeah, and today we're introducing ourselves and the podcast. Welcome to episode one of the Pulidos podcast.
If you're hearing this, that means we did it.
We are finally here. We are...
We made it.
We made it. We have been dreaming and talking about this, making this podcast for close to 2 years now, and have had so many different ideas about what it would be like, sound like, everything. And so we're so excited that, that we're here. We finally had landed on this idea. Yes. And this first episode is just a quick hello from us to let you know who we are and what this is all about.
Yes, exactly. So let's go ahead and introduce ourselves a little bit. As we said in the intro, I'm Savannah, and this is my husband, Adi.
Yep, that's me.
At the time we're launching this podcast, we've just passed our second wedding anniversary, which is really exciting. At the time we're recording this, it hasn't happened yet, though, so we'll see what we did and how it was. So a little bit about me. I was born and raised in Northern California near Sacramento. I grew up with five brothers. I have an older brother and four younger brothers. I was homeschooled my whole life from kindergarten all the way through high school. And I grew up in church for most of my life. When I was a kid, I was like a very rule following and very worried child. And some of that has definitely continued on to adulthood. It's a blessing and a curse. But when I was a kid, I loved Beanie Babies. I had a huge collection of Beanie Babies, like really, really big. I used to have these shelves in my bedroom when I was a kid that went around the whole like top section of my room, like just like a foot down from the wall. There were shelves all the way around my entire room, and they were all just filled with Beanie Babies.
You mean a foot down from the ceiling?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like a foot down from the ceiling. And yeah, anyway, tons of Beanie Babies. But as I was thinking about this, about my Beanie Baby collection, I realized that I was a very brand loyal kid. And I'm not sure if all kids are like this, but I was very particular about not just the kinds of toys I had, but specifically what brand they were. And so it wasn't like I didn't want just any stuffed animals. I wanted Beanie Babies. And I didn't want just any dolls. I wanted American Girl dolls. And I would just go through those American Girl doll catalogs and circle all the things I wanted. Those were my favorite. And I also was adamantly opposed to Barbies, and I have no idea why. Yeah, and then I also collected cherished teddies. Do you know what those are?
I have no idea.
Cherished teddies are little figurines of teddy bears just living their lives, like doing different things. Like there's one that's like taking a bath and like a bathtub full of bubbles. There's like one that was a little brother and sister, and they all had like a their own name on the bottom. Like if you looked at the bottom, it had like their name and a little... I don't know. I guess that was it. But I really loved them. And it wasn't even, I was really young, and it wasn't even like you could play with them. I just loved collecting them and looking at them. And I thought they were so cool.
Awesome.
So that's a little bit about Kid Savannah.
Yeah. And so let's talk about, you know, Kid Adi. I grew up in a small town that's known as the Salad Bowl of the United States. I'm the oldest of three, and I have a younger brother and a younger sister. And I was like the only child for about, 6 years. Then my brother came.
That's a long time to be the only child.
And so, I grew up in a happy home with no, with not a lot of money, but a lot of love. And, fun fact about me, I was the only fourth grader at the time that had a mustache.
You keep telling me this, and I need to see a picture of it.
Embarrassing for sure. It was hard, hard times. Anyway, when I was a kid, I would also, you know, play with toys and stuff. I had my little action figures I would get. And yeah, I had a ton of different ones, and they're all kind of just from different, you know, brands and themed and stuff. I remember I had this like leader. He would always be the from like the good guys, and you know, I divide my toys from like, you know, good and bad, and the leader for the good guys was always John Smith from Pocahontas. I never seen the Pocahontas as a kid. I don't know how I ended up with a toy, but I had it, and I don't know, he just had this, you know, demeanor that made me think that he would be the leader. And that's so he also funny. Had this cool blue outfit, and you know, my favorite color is blue, so I think that's why I really like hold on to that toy, and I really enjoyed and played with that toy. Also, I back in the day, I had this big love of Burger King, and I remember going out there and, you know, eating inside and ordering, and, you know, eating a little Whopper and getting my kids' meal toy. And man, back in the day, they had some really cool kids' meal toys. I remember the specific like a mesh with NSYNC, the band, you know, the pop band. Yeah, NSYNC. They had, they turned every like singer into an action crime fighting action figure.
Like a Burger superhero? King.
Yeah. So I remember there was, I had three of them. One of them had this like cool, like, blue ninja outfit with the stick. Another one had this like fire, like, outfit, and so pretending he had fire, you know, powers. I don't know. I was never really a fan of NSYNC, but you know, so I didn't remember who. I didn't know who, what, you know, toy was
like
what,
who they what, were.
Who
really.
They were, yeah. But anyway, I remember so they were always on the good guy team, on the good guy side.
Of course.
Anyway, yeah. So that's a little, you know, some fun facts about me as a kid.
That is so funny. Oh, okay. So let's fast forward to today now. Now we live in Oregon, and we absolutely love Oregon. We've lived here for almost 2 years now, and we really love it. Mm-hmm. We were both born and raised in California, and we still have a lot of love for California. But Oregon is just so green and so chill, and we love it here.
Yeah, especially it's, you know, it's cold. It's pretty chill here, and like, we love it. We love the cold, so we get winters here, and it's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so as we said before, we've been married for about 2 years. We spend a ton of time at home, and so we've been very into making our home very cozy and homey. And we also love playing board games and watching movies and trying new coffee shops in different cities that we go to.
Yeah. What's your favorite board game?
Oh, for sure. Catan.
Yeah.
Or Catan, however you want to pronounce it. It's very fun. Look it up. Technically, it's called Settlers of Catan. It's pretty cool. I love it.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. Oh, yeah. So like you said, we love trying new coffee shops. And so anytime we go to a new town or a new place, we always have to check out like the downtown. I love seeing like the little Main Street area with all the shops. And then we also always want to find a cool local coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And we've made some really cool discoveries this way of just kind of randomly exploring little towns. We completely randomly found this shoe store when we were exploring a little town that's actually not too far from where we live.
Yeah.
We had no clue what this building was. We literally just saw it and said, like, I wonder what that place is. And we looked it up, and it turned out that it's this shoe store that makes minimalist shoes. So they're those shoes that are kind of supposed to be more like the experience of being barefoot. Mm-hmm. Kind of think of like the five finger, like toe shoes, except for they're a lot more like stylish, and there's a lot more kind of variety that they make. But they're super, but they're super like high quality and ethically made, and we fell in love with them. And now we almost exclusively wear that brand of shoe. So that was a really cool little discovery.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So they're based in Oregon, and we love it. So we're definitely be talking more about those shoes and, you know, upcoming episodes. Yeah, so we also love traveling in general. We have lots of plans for the future trips. We have traveled around Europe during our honeymoon. We went to six countries during like 10 days. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. That was intense. Oh, man.
I wouldn't necessarily recommend it as a honeymoon, but it worked for us and it was really fun.
Yeah. It was part of a goal of mine to do 25 countries before I turned 26. So 25 by 25. And yeah, so we'll talk about that. And, you know, our next trip we're talking about is going to the Grand Canyon and traveling, get to know more of the U.S. here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so excited for that one, too. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about us. And then now we're going to introduce the podcast and tell you a little bit about kind of what you can expect.
Yeah. So as we thought about what we wanted to talk about, we had so many ideas and a huge range of things we want to do and talk about here. So as we were looking at all of those things, we want to find a way to capture our vision here. We came up with the little introduction that you just heard at the beginning. We are here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
Right. So we'll talk about that a little bit. So simplifying our life, what does that mean? Kind of what we want to talk about with that is we want to talk about minimalism when it comes to things that we buy, our home decor, and things that we own. Our dream is actually to one day own a tiny house. And mm-hmm. so we're kind of in that mindset and constantly in the process of simplifying and just downsizing the things that we own, our possessions and all of that. And so we definitely want to talk about that, how we've begun to kind of have that mindset. And then we're also going to talk about essential oils, how we use them and the way that we've been able to incorporate essential oils and other plant-based products into our life and just and how that has kind of simplified the things and products that we have in our home.
Yeah. Next. And the next thing is growing and loving our family. We've been talking about growing our family since very early in our relationship. And we're so excited to, you know, extend our family since we come from big, larger families.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we just find great value into that, you know, of that. And we're excited. We're planning on sharing about our journey with having kids. And actually, about a year ago, we became foster parents and had our first placement here. And we had them for about almost a whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was challenging and rewarding though, mm-hmm. you know? So we have so much that we want to share about foster care and, you know, how that system works. Loving our family also includes talking about our extended family, our family culture growing up and the things that made us who we are today. And we grew up very differently. You know, we learned that like at the beginning, you know, fastly, and we're like, okay. So we're also just excited to, you know, diving into those things from our history and see how we incorporate those into our own family culture today.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, learning about the world. So this kind of just includes travel, other adventures, learning about other cultures, and pretty much everything else we want to talk about. So this could be current events that are going on in the world, social justice things, and just other topics like that. So there you go. That's a super brief introduction to us and our podcast.
Yeah, we're just so excited that you guys are here today with us. Come back the rest of the week because in the next three episodes, we're going to dive further into those three areas.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about what simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world really means to us, and talk in a little bit more detail about the things we kind of introduced today.
Yeah.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Pulidos. That's just T-H-E-P-U-L-I-D-O-S. Because on Instagram, we're going to be doing a cool giveaway this week. And so you won't want to miss that. And then that's also a really good way to just get in touch with us, say hi, and see what we're up to.
Yeah, I'm so excited to give away things.
Yeah, me too.
So go ahead and do that. Like us on Instagram and everything. And finally, you know, I'd like to end the podcast, the first episode, with my favorite band. One of the quotes that they have, and that is... from Switchfoot, and they say, "Life is short. I want to live it well." And that's it for now.
See you next time.